This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University's College of Nursing and Health Professions has received an $89,000 grant from the Blue & You Foundation for a Healthier Arkansas. The grant will be used to purchase a baby simulator called the Sim Baby. Telling us about this is Kayla Travis, Assistant Professor of Nursing and Clinical Lab Coordinator, and Addie Fleming is an Assistant Professor of Nursing. Travis starts the interview by telling about the clinical lab where the Sim Baby is located.
In the clinical lab, we actually allow the students to get hands-on experience on real-life mannequins, per se, to allow them to make mistakes on a mannequin versus a real person. We have a saying that, you know, you can't kill the mannequin. You know, he comes back to life, or the baby comes back to life, or the mom does, and it allows them to make mistakes and to learn in that environment, in a low-stakes environment versus a high-stakes with a real patient. So they're able to really work with a mannequin on how to put an NG tube in or how to put a Foley catheter in or start an IV and not actually do any harm to a patient.
And there's a lot of research out there that shows that students that get to work in those kind of environments feel more confident with their skills. So a lot of the students that we have in the lab even come there first before they ever go to the hospital. So they gain that experience with, yes, starting an IV or putting in a Foley catheter and not being a real patient. So like she said, a very low stakes environment, not as nervous.
Right. How many students do y'all have?
We have multiple programs. The traditional, we accept about 100 a year. They come in August, and so we have approximately 300 at a time, sophomore through senior year. Then we have around 30 accelerated students that use the lab as well in the summers and then randomly throughout the semester.
And that's a 13-month program. They still graduate with a BSN, but they do it in 13 months as opposed to 3 years.
And then we also have the AASN program that have about 42. And then our lab is actually open to all distant campuses. So BB, Mountain Home, West Memphis, all of those as well have access to the lab.
And then we also have room for interdisciplinary work as well. So like PT, OT, things like that can also use the lab if needed. And that's kind of our goal when we start talking about the grant, is that hopefully other disciplines will be able to use this mannequin as well.
Our graduate program also utilizes the lab frequently.
Right. So with that, and obviously, as you were saying, that there's a lot of value to being able to do that, especially if they work on the mannequin and then they start, you know, going and working at different hospitals in the region.
Yes. For the Sim Baby specifically, they actually come through the lab prior to going to Children's Hospital. So they'll actually run that simulation with that baby before going to the hospital to work with the children at Children's Hospital.
And our students don't get a lot of pediatric experience because the local hospitals, you know, they do take care of pediatric patients, but it's not something, say, like Arkansas Children's Hospital. And we have a number of graduates that go there to work. So we really identified a need that they need to have this experience here with us before they go out into the work environment. And so that was kind of the purpose of us kind of getting the ball rolling with the Sim Baby grant.
So, yeah, let's talk about that here. So what specifically on the Sim Baby project that you had? I know that you were a recipient of a grant, about $89,000 from the Blue & You Foundation to purchase this pediatric simulator. Tell us about, how did you all learn about this, if you don't mind, please?
So I actually wrote a mini grant, I guess it was maybe about a year ago, with another lady, Samantha Hollis, who works at the UAMS Center on Aging. The grant was only $1,000, but it's through the Blue & You Foundation, and it was for CPR equipment. So we actually used the money to purchase the equipment and do CPR classes free for those in the community. Mm-hmm. So then I stumbled upon the big grants, and I told Kayla, I was like, you know, I really feel like we could do something with this money. You know, this money's out there. It's available. Let's try to come up with something. And she immediately was like, we need a new Sim Baby in our lab. I think that would be great. And it just took off from there.
Right. And so how did that process work by way of you all? I guess you all had to write the grant and all that and work with others at Arkansas State. Is that right?
So shout out to Jessica Blackburn. She's our girl. She's the one that kind of helped us. So when we discovered that we wanted to do this, we reached out to her and she said, let's sit down and meet and talk about, you know, how you'll write the grant, all that whole process. And so she was with us every step of the way. So then she kind of let us have liberty. She's like, you know firsthand about all of this information. Y'all write the grant, let us review it, and then we'll be able to submit it. But me and Kayla met multiple times last year and over the summer to get this grant written. It took a lot of some research on our part, and really trying to work with the company that we'll actually purchase the equipment from to get quotes.
Laridol was reached out to multiple times in order to get exactly what we wanted, because we had a max amount that we could apply for, which was $150,000, but our mannequin did not cost that much. And so we were able to really work with them on exactly what can we get that is directly related to this baby and get everything that we do want.
Addie Fleming and Kayla Travis joins us here on A-State Connections on KASU. So tell us about the Sim Baby. Why is this something, or tell us a bit about this first, and then why is this needed?
So the Sim Baby actually, the head moves, it can have seizures, the fontanelles that can indicate trauma or a neurological problem actually swell and can actually depress. So we can put IOs, so intraosseous lines in the baby. We can put IVs in the baby. The baby has a liver that's palpable. It gives us more opportunities to create more scenarios for the children or for the students.
And we want to make it as lifelike as possible. The students gain so much more if it's more like a realistic situation. Obviously, like we said, this is a low-stakes environment, but we want it to make it as real as possible. And so something like this Sim Baby that literally does almost every single thing that a real baby does allows us to do that.
And when they go to like a place like Arkansas Children's Hospital or whatever, I guess they would feel more prepared if they're dealing with with a real baby.
They do. Currently, we run an RSV simulation, and just last month when we had a rotation at Children's, there was a child that came into the ER with RSV. And so the student came to me and said, "It's literally simulation. It's literally everything we did in simulation is right here in front of me in this patient's room." So they knew and they felt prepared to know what's coming next. Even though it's a very stressful environment when a child comes in very, very sick to the ER, they knew what to look for and they knew what to do and they knew that what was going on was appropriate for that scenario for that baby. So it did make them feel like they had some kind of knowledge base going into the hospital.
Huge thing to be able to have that. Addie, I know that you're very excited to be able to have this simulator there.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I know Kayla works more with the students in the pediatric rotation, but they come out of simulation always all smiles, happy. They feel like they learned so much. Like we said, that environment is just so crucial. The students are often very, very nervous, and we want them to be somewhat nervous. You know, you're going to take care of the public, and we want to protect them and make sure that we're doing right by our students. But yeah, they love the simulation environment. They love that they get hands-on experience. And I know that they feel less anxious when they're able to go in there and experience these real-life scenarios and know that, you know, if I mess up, okay, I can learn from that mistake, and I didn't harm anybody. I can learn from that and grow, and that's ultimately what we want.
And how, obviously, this with this show being A-State Connections, obviously this is going to make a huge connection into the community in that. How common are problems with, you know, like these kinds of things that you talk about? Are pediatric problems something that's very common that you see a lot, that students will see a lot of when they go out into the world?
Yes. It is not something that you have to work in a pediatric hospital to see a pediatric patient. The ERs here see them frequently. We actually got data from local hospitals when we were applying for this grant to let us know about how many infants and children less than the age of one that they see.
7.1% of the population in Craighead County is less than 5 years of age. We also got data from one of the local hospitals that indicated that in 4 months, so from January to April of 2018, their emergency department treated 524 infants under 1 year of age. So think about our students that go to work in the emergency department, they're going to be seeing these patients as well.
Before we let you run, is there anything else you'd like to add about this, please? Addie, I'll start with you.
I really just want to thank Dr. Susan Hanrahan, our dean of the College of Nursing and Health Professions, and our chair, Dr. Brenda McKinney, for their support in allowing us to write this grant. I do think that it's going to be far-reaching and has the potential, like I said, for other disciplines, PT, OT, to also use this mannequin as well.
I agree. I also want to thank them. I think that these scenarios will allow us to do various capabilities and reach these students in ways that our current mannequin is unable to do. And I think that it's an invaluable resource for them to be able to utilize this mannequin in a low-stakes environment before going out into the hospital setting to take care of the pediatric patients.
And I want to thank Kayla Travis for co-writing this grant with me.
Kayla Travis and Addie Fleming are both assistant professors of nursing at the College of Nursing and Health Professions at Arkansas State University. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.